Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm Jan Petterzelka.
And we're really excited to have our first show of the new year, Jan.
I know. Happy New Year, Denise. Welcome back.
Likewise to you, too.
We're ready to rock and roll in the garden.
We sure are. And we've been doing a little top secret, little experiment, field trial.
Yes,
and we're
ma'am.
Really excited to share that with you all today. And we want to welcome our guest in the studio this morning, Dr. Yoping Sung. He is stationed at the Texas A&M Research AgriLife Center here in El Paso, and he is a research associate. Welcome, Yoping.
Thank you for having me.
We're glad you're here, Yoping. I have to tell you, this man is awesome, and he's taught us so much about propagation, and this new topic we have for today is very exciting.
Exactly. Yes, exactly right. You do teach the propagation portion for the Master Gardener class. So it's really great to have you here, Yoping. And the one thing that we want to talk to folks about is that during the quiet winter nights and days, we've been secretly growing a nice specialty crop out at the Escalante Vegetable Garden. And what we're doing out there is a collaboration between research and extension on bringing in more of a specialty Asian vegetables to our area and kind of exposing that and sharing with our group here in El Paso on the possibilities of growing Asian vegetables.
Well, and in consuming these, I've been amazed at how good they taste. It's a little different from your regular lettuces and spinach and so forth and so on. And the thing that I have found is that they last a very long time in the refrigerator. I was amazed after harvest how long they lasted. So tell us a little bit about these wonderful hidden beauties that we're growing here in El Paso, Dr. Sun.
Okay, I'm glad to be here to talk about the Asian vegetables. I originally came from China. I grew up with the vegetables, leaf vegetables. By nature, wherever I moved to, I usually to grow some leaf vegetables in my backyard. So when I tried to incorporate this little experience into my research, I'm really excited to have some secret trial in our research center and also collaborate with Denise and other master gardeners in their parks to grow them. So actually, we did this since 2012. And first of all, we tried to determine what is the best day for transplanting them for cool season crops. And last year, we tried to select different varieties of Asian vegetables. So this is a two major research trial we did in the past. So I'm glad to talk about more today or maybe in the few days next week.
Right, exactly. We'll talk about our great upcoming event here towards the end of the show. And you're exactly right. We always promote a fall planting in El Paso because we have such mild fall and even winter-like conditions. So one of the things that we're looking at is to just go beyond our traditional carrots or spinach that we have into the garden. But let's talk about getting our transition in from their summer crop. Say you're growing tomatoes and squash, eggplant, traditional standard summer vegetables. What would you recommend as far as preparing your soil for a fall garden, in particular these leafy greens?
So I think the soil is so important for growing anything because it provides both moisture and the nutrients for plants. So good soil is the key for successfully growing Asian vegetables. Nowadays, you can grow Asian vegetables using commercial growing substrates. However, in your backyard, you don't have this thing. You have to grow them on regular soil. In El Paso, a majority of soil is a deep sandy or loamy soil. So this kind of soil doesn't have too much organic matter. And it's infertile. So it's better to increase or improve their fertility. So what we usually do is add compost or manure to increase the organic matter. And before you're doing that, it's better to have a soil test in a soil testing lab. So to know how much compost or manure to be added.
Right, exactly. And you know, adding compost is one of those things that, you know, you can never add too much of that. And really that key is for that organic matter to be broken down so that those nutrients are readily available to the plants as well, without the fear of having, you know, either a salt issue or, you know, some kind of burning when you have a fresh product. So we really want to stay away from what are considered green manures, because you're essentially planting an edible crop. So for, you know, safety reasons and also to allow the nutrients to be able to break down sufficiently enough, you want that good compost that has that really good earthy smell. You know, you want to see that. You don't want to see what it was. Sure. You want to see.
And would we still do, you know, we talk a lot about 2 inches of compost onto our soil and then till it in. Would that still be the same? Would that hold true as well, Yoping, with the Asian vegetables?
In our practice in the research area, we did it this way, and looks like this is still a good practice.
It's working.
Yes. It turned out they are good, and they're good for growing the vegetables we have here.
Right. And when you're growing, you know, crops, you also want to look to see what it is that you're growing the crop for. For example, the Asian vegetables, what you're looking for is that green or that leafy green material. And essentially, those are going to be your vegetables that you're going to need more of a nitrogen.
Yes, you're right.
And for the trial that we did at Escada this year, we also, in addition to the compost, we also added an additional synthetic fertilizer. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, in addition to the compost, we added some controlled release fertilizer. Okay. You can buy those from local grocery store.
Groceries and so forth.
Home Depot knows. Mm-hmm. So based on the soil test in our research station, we add about 0.9, about 1 pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet.
Okay, right, exactly. And I think on a lot of the slow-release fertilizer, you'll see those recommended rates. You know, for small home gardeners, you're talking about like a tablespoon per 1 gallon pot or something like that. So you want to follow that recommended rate as well, because that nitrogen and those kind of forms are really encapsulated, whether it's in a plastic polymer. So it's going to take a while for that to break down.
Yeah, you are right.
So then it's a combination between that slow-release fertilizer in combination with that readily available compost is really going to allow those plants to thrive.
Well, and I think that's why they call it research. And I would certainly encourage people, research in your own garden. Give it a try. You won't know. And it's really relatively inexpensive. It's something different for the palate. Very healthful for all of us. And you can incorporate, and this is the perfect time to do it, when we tend to be a little, I don't know, wound down, I guess, from gardening. We tend to look outside and, I need to get those things right. Done. So this is a perfect time to go out and plant those leafy vegetables. And these are really, really tasty.
Right.
And when we do the presentation at Escarity on the 12th of January, we're going to even hopefully have some recipes and so forth and so on available, aren't we, Denise?
Yeah, exactly. So what we're going to do this year is we're going to have our Asian Vegetable Field Day. And essentially, that's going to be an open house at the Escarate Garden. We're going to invite the folks. Everyone's welcome to stop by and visit. That's going to be on Thursday, January the 12th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We'll be out there ourselves answering questions on Asian vegetables, how to do the cultivation, how to grow, and then we'll have a cooking demonstration as well. So it'd be a nice chance to be able to kick off the season. It's also another great opportunity to visit the Escarate Teaching Garden as well and see what the great things that they're growing out there. We just got in our final tallies for that garden for 2016, and the Master Gardeners donated over 1,800 pounds of vegetables.
Okay.
Right.
Isn't that awesome?
Back to the food bank.
That's
so
great.
It's a wonderful program. It's a great teaching experience and learning and sharing out in the community. And we want to take advantage of our mild winter, too. So we'll be out there. If inclement weather changes, we'll still be out there, maybe under a canopy or a tarp.
That's right. You can't keep us down. And
exactly.
If you go to our Facebook page, the El Paso Master Gardener Facebook page, there are some beautiful pictures of the Asian garden that's growing at Escarity.
Right, exactly.
And so take a look at those and let that inspire you, because you can do this.
Yeah, exactly. And we planted those vegetables at the end of September. It was September the 28th. I remember that correctly. And I know that you started all of those by seed. Is that correct?
Yes, you can directly sow seeds in the early fall or late summer.
Okay.
And you still can grow a very good leafy greens for yourself.
Do you remember how many weeks it took you to, you know, from seed to transplant?
Oh, I usually do it about 3 to 4 weeks. Oh. They're good enough to be transplanted.
Okay,
so,
wonderful.
Yeah, in this case, we sow the seeds around August.
Okay.
Yeah, August 20, I remember, 21st.
Okay.
And then, yeah, 1 month, 4 weeks later, yes, we transplanted in September.
Right. Oh, wonderful. And those transplants were really a really good size, and they looked really fragile. You know, you take a tray or a flat of these seedlings, and they kind of look like they're, you know, tilting over to one side, or they're going to make it, or they're not. Man, they got into the ground, you know.
Perked right up.
Yeah, they perked right up. You know, that soil was nice and moist, and it had all that tilling of that compost in there, and they really took off. However, we did get some warm days late this fall, early this winter, and that's one of the setbacks, isn't that? If it gets a little bit too warm for growing vegetables, Yoping, is that an issue? Would we consider bolting?
Yeah, you are right. Yeah, if the temperature goes higher, yeah, the Asian vegetables usually to produce a flower stalk.
Yeah, and what do? Do you just leave it on there? Do you cut off the flowers, or what do you recommend?
In our practice, I have seen my parents just pick up the flower stalks, still cook.
It's ornamental.
Yes,
yeah. Can you cook?
Oh,
with
you
them?
Can eat.
Yeah,
we
can eat. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Oh, wonderful.
And I think there are certain varieties just bred for making flower stalks.
Oh, I see. I see. So it's an additional bonus.
Right.
To the crop. Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, there's a great different types of bok choy, tok choy as well. Is that correct?
Bok choy is a slow bolting variety. So you probably didn't see that before you harvested all of it. So actually, you know, when bolting is resulting from the plants exposed to a prolonged cold period.
Oh,
so,
following
a favorable growing condition, like you said, the temperature.
Wonderful. So we're really excited to be able to share with the group as far as how to be able to grow Asian vegetables in El Paso. So we want to welcome and invite everyone out to join us at Escalante Park on January the 12th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's going to be during your lunch break. And if you are lucky enough, we can stop by and have a recipe demo using those fresh vegetables on there. And we want to thank you, Dr. Yoping Sung, for joining us today on our show.
It's my pleasure.
All right. Excellent. Well, we also want to thank Evan Walsh for engineering and producing today's show. And don't forget to contact the Master Gardener's Help Desk if you have any gardening questions at 771-2354. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm Jan Petterzelka.
And thanks for listening to Good to Grow. And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.